Howdy, y'all. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network at republicbroadcasting.org. Hello, fellow thought criminals. This is the thought criminal, Stephen Douglas Whitener. It's a pleasure to be joining you today. Things are just really crazy lately. And I was listening to Farron earlier, too, and I don't know. It's a scary times we live in. I was reading this thing that a guy named Michael Yon had written earlier, and I didn't know what OGUS stood for in it. So I didn't plan to read it, but I will mention that he said every time you eat, you need to say a blessing because of what's coming. He's in Czechoslovakia. This was written from Czechoslovakia, and that the strikes and all are coming, and there's, you know, hard times ahead with the food and stuff, and it's just pumping into everybody's fear. You know, it's hard not to be afraid in these kind of times. It's just terrifying to me sometimes. And I have to not be live my life in fear. So I've been planting a garden and, you know, just going about my business best I can. And I do have a guest today that I met sometime back in January when, you know, people remember the times. At the time, that was the mandates were still coming, and the trucker strike was on up there, the convoy where they were trying to fight back against all that stuff. And, you know, how fast times change and things flip. They flip the script on us so fast, yeah, it's hard to keep up. And I was just thinking back to those times earlier. And at the time, I had been stuck in the house here and taking care of my mom for a while. And I heard people were trying to do something to form a conservative chamber of commerce and then a school and a business park, and even a church in the same one, for people who were not shot up, that didn't have the death jabs in them. They were going to try to make everybody get the shots at the time, and and so many people did. That's really horrifying to me and scares me to this day. I mean, we all know people who took this, so, you know, so that's the elephant in the room in a lot of ways. Let me introduce my guest. Her name is Courtney Epps. She is a tax strategist and a really good one. I'm reading this off of her book called What's Your Plan B? Is a tax strategist and a really good one. She owns a full-service accounting firm in South Carolina and serves clients in every state. She has owned her practice for 19 years. What sets her firm apart in the strategy that it offers to clients? What sets her apart is the strategy that it offers to clients. With years of experience, she has developed skills in a wide variety of tax and accounting areas. She has developed a broad expertise in industries including traditional, home-based, and network marketing businesses. And she's an international speaker, and I apologize for my eyesight going to, you know, the misstumble over the words. But hello, Courtney. Can you hear me?
I can. How are you?
Oh, great. Doing great today. Yeah. Thanks for joining me. I mean, it really inspired me that you all were trying to do that at the time. You know, things looked, things always look precarious. You know, the future's uncertain and the end is always near, as the song goes. But at the time, I was very grateful to have that hope that some people were actually there to fight back and do something against what's coming.
Exactly. Well, and we have a co-op here, UHC, if people don't know about it. It's called Upstate Homeschool Co-op. It's been around for 21 years. They've got about 700 students, and, you know, they're taking they're taking more children. And so there's a lot of different people who have just really stepped up and, you know, is taking this full force, because we do not want our children to be involved in the Department of Education, which was created by the KKK and the Freemasons.
Well, it's a public fool indoctrination system at this point. However you...
Well, the whole system, I mean, it was created to get people to hear a lot of things, and what they would pick up on certain things. Like, they wanted to teach them all of these different things that really had nothing to do with having a great life. And, you know, I mean, history has been completely rewritten, and the winners, is what they suggest themselves to be, are the ones who rewrite the history books. So putting our kids in public school is just not an option right now. The goal is to allow demonic access to our children, and we're doing that through the public school system, through vaccinations, and through medication.
I completely agree. And they built they instead of teaching the actual history of events, they built these great myths to themselves. I think of them as the banker funded myths and the shrines that they put there in D.C. to themselves. You know, why did they if they were it just yeah, the real history, the actual history is very important.
Yep. And I think one of the things, if you know, people are like, well, I hated history growing up my whole life. History meant nothing to me. And I was involved as a platinum partner with Tony Robbins a couple years ago. And one of the things that he said is so evident for today. And it said that the ones who control your history, they shape your destiny. And that is full force of what is happening today. Literally every 100 years, they do exactly the same thing. And because we don't know our history, they're doing it yet again to us, which the next thing is the stock market crash. They did the vaccine in 1918 with the H1N1 vaccine. We were told it was Spanish flu. It was actually an H1N1 vaccine, or excuse me, it was an H1N1 virus, but it stemmed from an experimental vaccine to 600 people in Fort Riley, Kansas in 1918, 600 military officials, and they gave them that vaccine, and that ended up causing H1N1, and 50 million people died. Every person who got vaccinated from 1918 to 1920 all died, and the average age of those people were 18 to 25-year-old women, because they scared the women into believing when their spouses came back home from the war, if they didn't get vaccinated, that it would kill them, whatever disease that they came forward with. But they're the actual ones that had the diseases. And all the people who went to the hospitals that were, because back then, 100 years ago, there were hospitals that were natural hospitals. And those were banned when the Rockefellers created the AMA. But they had natural hospitals. And then you had hospitals that were doing all the other things, using all the drugs, all the pharmakia, which is what the Bible says is witchcraft. And so they were doing that, and all those people died, and nearly every person that went to the natural hospital lived.
That, I'm so glad you brought that up. I've read most of that. There were osteopathic schools, too, in the 20 years leading up to that vaccination. They ended up closing all of the naturopathic schools, osteopathic schools, and buying up the rest, and reforming them, you know, buying them up and changing them from their original mission.
Yep.
So this thing goes a lot way back, and it's this 100 years that you talked about is like the fourth turning that's coming, and that's that we maybe we're in it already. Some people say that it began with the last financial downturn with 2008, and that was pretty big shock. And they just seem to open the spigot back up and start printing free money again, and it's just the balloon just keeps growing bigger and bigger. And so that's a concern. Yes.
Yeah, and right now, I mean, I would tell you that we have to defund. I mean, here, I'm an accountant, okay? I'm all about saving money in taxes. But 401ks, 403bs, SEPs, and simples are not the way to fund a retirement. All we're doing is giving our money to the corporation. See, when you become a publicly traded company, you're actually owned by that United States corporation that was created in 1871. And so you're giving money to the very people who are trying to kill us as hard and fast as they possibly can. We're funding the very existence that we have today. So the best thing that we can do to help get out of it is to defund it. How does that work? It's decreasing your taxes to the lowest level completely because, you know, whether you know this on this call or not, the IRS is actually owned by the International Monetary Fund. The International Monetary Fund is owned by the United Nations. which is ran by the 13 bloodline Illuminati families that are Luciferian, that think that they should own the world. And the goal is to wipe out all mankind that is God's creation, and that these Luciferians will then take over the world because they don't believe that they can inherit the earth, which is what they believe they're rightfully so should be able to inherit the earth, unless they wipe out all of God's children.
You're a dangerous woman, Courtney, talking to people about paying as few taxes as to the beast as you can. Yes, I agree. It's diabolical, and it goes all the way back to the founding fathers too. And the money talks, and you know, and loyalty walks.
Yep, and we need to pull out our money out of the stock market, because they're using that. They have been using the stock market for its entirety, especially since ERISA came out. So ERISA, for those of you who don't know, that was in the late 70s. That came out and said it was okay to start putting money into retirement, 401ks, 403bs, SEPs, and simples. And we're taught that that's a good thing. But it was created so that you would put money into a fund, and then through fear, they could do whatever they wanted to do to you for the next 30, 40, 50 years of your life. And they create the crashes, and then they take your money, and then they get richer and richer and richer. Meanwhile, you're living in a state of constant fear. And the Bible says in 2 Timothy 1:7 that for God didn't give us a spirit of fear. So that means it's not an emotion, it's a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and self-control. And the Bible also says you do not give your money to rich people. You are to keep that money, and you're to be good stewards of your money. So defunding that corporation is taking money lowering your tax liability, taking money out of the stock market and out of the hands of 403Bs, SEPs, and simples, because you and the government own that money. It's not your money. Try to take it out. You'll understand that you have to quit your job in order to get money out of a retirement plan if you want to completely take it out. If you want to borrow money against it, that's one thing. But if you want to take it out, you have to quit your job in order to do so. So it's not your money. But that goes into a whole other thing, Steve, of understanding where we are today. I know we kind of got off on a tangent here, but I think it's super important that people understand what's coming, the plan of what's coming. Now, I believe that God's children, that we can stand up against this spiritual war, and if we understand our authority in Him that He has given us, then we win this battle, and it doesn't have to get this bad. It's just like being in the desert for 40 years. The people with Moses didn't have to be there for 40 years. They could have been there for 40 days. But they continued to turn away from God and start worshiping other idols, which is exactly what we're doing today.
Yeah, I think of evil as live backwards. If I'm living the wrong way, then that's evil. And first and the last place I have to look for that is in myself. Okay, that's how I look at it. And that's the first and immediate change I can make too. And the last one I need to, if I'm going to try to change, repent, go and exactly. And this plan, as you said, this guy, and let me bring up the guy that I was referencing, Michael Yon, and who wrote from the Czech Republic today, saying that he thought, he said, take all your money out that you live like you have received your last paycheck, anything in the banks, they will, eventually snag. And they've called taking a haircut when they did this to Greece and Europe at the last financial little chaos we had. And I think he said there definitely will be famine there and here the way things are going. So we need to turn this around.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And I'll tell you, we are not a free country. You know, last night I was listening to the national anthem, and at the end it said, we're the home of the free and the land of the brave. That's just not true anymore. People are not standing up the way that they should be to fight for not only us, but our children and our grandchildren. And we're not free, and we haven't been free since 1871, because we were sold back to the British Crown. And if you don't believe that, go buy a gold coin from the United States. And every gold coin that I get gold coins every single month. On the back of it, it's got Queen Elizabeth on it. The United States coins have Queen Elizabeth on it. So if we were truly free, then why isn't one of our presidents on the back of it?
Well, that's an interesting point. And yes, I think it even goes back before 1871 with the history of the Bank of London still owning us, that it was all kind of the matrix that they put over the extortion and the taking over the continent, right. That nation is here. But no, but we still own your money. We still own you. And it's been that way ever since. Well, I do believe that. Go ahead.
I was just saying, this country was not founded on Judeo-Christian principles. I mean, that is the biggest lie that we could possibly have told this country. The pilgrims came here to get away from religious persecution. They were literally being murdered for believing in Jesus Christ. These people were murdered. They were burned at the stake for reading the Bible to their children. They made them Roman candles. They literally took people who believed in Jesus Christ. I call him Yeshua because that's his real name in Hebrew. They would put them inside of candles, hot oil, and they would literally burn their body for saying the Lord's Prayer, teaching their children the Lord's Prayer, and teaching them the Apostles' Creed, and teaching them Bible verses. So the pilgrims came here to escape religious persecution, to stop from being murdered for what they believed, and they brought with them something called the Geneva Bible. And in that Geneva Bible has the entire book of the Apocrypha, or part of it. It has about 14 books, and that was brought over, and that's what they believed. And the Apocrypha has so much detailed information in it that was in our Bible for over 2,000 years, and it was taken out by the British and Foreign Bible Society by 1825. And so what we have to understand is that the people who created our country, it was founded, there's a reason, it was founded in 1776 on July 4th. Several months prior to that, on May 1st of 1776, Mayor Amschel Rothschild and Adam Weissbeck created the Illuminati to take over the entire world. And they started they wanted to start with America. So they infiltrated America by 1782. Every single Freemason temple in this country had been infiltrated by the Illuminati. And we didn't even, obviously we don't talk about it, but there's eight presidents prior to George Washington. The first president of the United States was actually a John Hanson, and that John Hanson was a Freemason, just like George Washington. So all of these people worship a Luciferian god named the Great Architect of the Universe, which is Satan, or Lucifer. They call him Lucifer.
Yeah. Well, Courtney, the only way I would rephrase that is that Weishaupt and Rothschild wanted to take over the rest of the world because they assumed...
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, no child left behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. Knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives?
I have another update on the fundraising situation. We can accept PayPal through the RBN site. You can mail in cash, check or money order, made out to RBN. The postal address is 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. If you send in a check or money order, it needs to be made out to RBN, just the three letters, RBN. And if you have any questions, call 800-724-2719, extension 3. Feel free to call on in on this issue, and we'll try and get you squared away. The network thanks you.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on Long-Term Food Storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Thought Crime Live on Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm your host, Stephen Douglas Whitener, and I've been speaking with Courtney Epps, someone I met last January, who was trying to start a school to fight back against all these things that we have coming up against us. And before I go back to my guest, I wanted to say that I agree, if you guys were listening to Richard this week, with what Willem Velderhof said at the end Thursday, that the most important thing we need to do now, instead of arguing about all of the things that could or could not be, is find allies, strong allies, and develop a strategy and tactics for what's coming and going on. I mean, just my two cents. I wasn't able to join yesterday, and so I wanted to throw that back out. And yes, back, Courtney. Thanks. I'm sorry I missed the break coming up. I just want to get back to where you were with the founding fathers, and it inspired me that people around here had a plan or were trying or coming up with a plan to do something about this. You know, too often we feel like we're alone in this thing.
Right. And we're not. I mean, there's so many people that are waking up. And, you know, I will tell you, Charles Finney, who actually kind of started the Second Great Awakening in our country, he was a pastor. And he exposed Freemasonry for what it was. It was the largest threat to our country in 1826. And I'll give you some dates that I think are very, very important. 9/11, 1828. Well, let me step back. 9/11, 1826 is when the first person actually adamantly came out. He was a Mason, and he spoke out and actually published a book to share the three rituals of the 3 degrees of Freemasonry, first 3 degrees. And he was kidnapped, and there was a conspiracy created with 132 people, 100 miles wide, no fax machines, no phones back then, no ability to reach anyone, and 132 people, doctors, lawyers, judges, farmers, police officers, you name it, who were Freemasons, were forced to be involved in this kidnapping and murder of Captain William Morgan. And they actually, they stored him. They took him 100 miles. They stored him in Fort Hood. And then they left him there for several weeks. And then after that, they pushed him out into the Niagara River, so they were going to take him to Canada. And they dropped him with a concrete block wrapped around his leg, and he fell. And for 30 years, no one knew what happened to him. They knew that people did it. They knew some people were involved. But no one came out and told anything until his deathbed, a guy on his deathbed, actually acknowledged what happened. So John Quincy Adams, who's one of our presidents, and his father was president, he for 20 years spent adamantly speaking out about Masons and what their goal was, is to create a new world order in our country, is to create a new secular order, which is what's on the back of the $1 bill, the Great Seal. And so what that experience happened, then 2 years later on 9/11, yet again, 9/11, 1828, we had in this country the first ever anti-Masonic convention. See, people don't know that the anti-Masonic party was the actual third party ever in this country, and then it linked later with the Whig party. But they knew that it was a great threat to our country because they had Luciferian agenda to take over the entire world, but it started with America. And that Great Seal that was created was actually created by Masons to let the rest of the world know, we have in fact taken over America. Here is announcing the birth of the new secular order. And so we have to wake up and realize that everything that we've been taught is a complete and utter lie. There was a foundation built on lies, foundation built on sand, and then we have to understand our history so that we know the plan and what their plan is so that we can counteract that plan.
Yes, the actual history is what's important. So many people are ignorant of their actual history. And listen, we have a caller. I'll get to the caller. I just saw it right after the break. I appreciate that. And I don't know what comes next. I know that they have believed they've already done this. I mean, it's just more and more of them coming after us. But, you know, I can't keep dwelling on that. I have to get the garden planted, you know, and find some like-minded people. That's the thing. We get so far down these rabbit holes, and then, you know, the maze at the bottom, you know, what's important is up here on top, what we're trying to, you know, fix this thing, basically.
Right.
And I thought I don't hear the music. I was trying to pay attention to the break this time. I blew by it last time, but we'll be back in just a few.
Hi-ho, hey, I am a bold marauder, and it's hi-ho, hey, I am.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Carrie: great product, and I will continue to use. I've been taking it for over a year now. I'm 60 and feel great. I would highly recommend this product to anyone over the age of 40. Amazon customer, 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. Extendivite has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Great product. I use regularly, and I rarely get sick. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Those who would give up essential liberty to purchase a little temporary safety deserve neither liberty nor safety. I'm Peter Serafine, and this is today's Liberty Minute. That quote from Benjamin Franklin cuts right to today's politics 247 years later. Both sides of the political aisle use fear to push their agenda. Climate change, threats to our democracy, white supremacists, COVID, and monkeypox are shouted from the left, while the right yells rising crime, socialism, the New World Order, and an invasion of the southern border. Governments and politicians use scare tactics constantly. We are a nation founded on personal liberty, regardless of your political views. We as individuals must start taking responsibility for ourselves again. That is why I end every show with, protect your liberties. Once they're gone, there's no getting them back. Find more news and commentary at liberty-lighthouse.com. Until tomorrow, Sivus Pashem, Parabellum.
Marching, I hear marching outside my window in the rain. I play checkers, I'm sick of checkers, I'm sick of pain.
You're listening to Thought Crime Live. It's September the 17th, 2022. I'm your host, Stephen Douglas Whitener, and my guest today is Courtney Epps. And we have a caller. One of the other hosts. In fact, this is the host who follows me on RBN, Luca. Luca, can you hear me, sir?
I can hear you, and I'm following you all the time. How are you doing today?
Oh, well, thank you. I'm great, sir. Yeah, just, you know, living life to the fullest best I can with what's happening in that Chinese curse. May you live in interesting times. Yes, sir, please.
Well, I don't want to take too much time. I just want to congratulate the your show and the person who was talking. I'm sitting here trying to chill out before my show, right? I'm pacing, and I hear her talking about how we've lost all our liberties. And it's not a free country anymore. We never were free. And I completely agree with her about Freemasons. And then I thought, you know what? Why don't we share about the Civil War, which was engineered by the Rothschild banking elite. They used the divide and conquer strategy to get back America by creating a conflict between the North and the South. Very quickly, the North was supposed to be a British colony annexed to Canada under Lionel Rothschild. The South was to be a French colony given to Napoleon III of France under James Rothschild. Abraham Lincoln says no.
Yeah.
So what happens? And I'm going to be sharing in the beginning of my show exactly what you guys are talking about. It's somebody in his 90s today that wrote something when he was 20. How you cannot change mass consciousness at this point. All we can do is go with the birds that sing our song or the songs that we recognize, like you guys. As soon as I heard that, I said, Luca, best way to chill out before your show is to just call and speak your mind, then you'll relax a little bit.
You sound like another thought criminal. Yes, Courtney, would you like to respond to that, please?
Yeah, and that's the thing. Like, the reason why they waited until they had 13 colonies is because each bloodline was actually supposed to get a colony. And that they were going to rule over. And then when that didn't work, obviously, you know, they've had this planned out for years and years, It actually goes back to like 1489 with the Constantinople letter, where it says where the Jews were forced to become Christians, and the jury told them, hey, if you infiltrate into this society, and let your sons and daughters become clerics and clergy so that they will kill the Christians. It also talks about letting them become apothecaries and doctors so that they will slowly murder the Christians, and let them become the merchants so that they will murder the Christians. And that this plan has been going on long before even that. But if you just go back in history and start looking at the Constantinople letter, and you look at the protocols of the learned elders of Zion, which is 100% legit, you know exactly what their plan is for us. And then it's for us, people like me, you know, I was satanically abused since I was 9 months old by a Freemason family. And so Masons can say all along they're good and they honor God and all these things. No, they don't, because I know what every one of them do. They're forced to do it so that they will be forced to keep the secret. They have to all work together, and we have to do this stuff.
I'm sorry. Do you happen to remember the stenographer that lost it in Congress and she had to be carried out?
No.
And I wrote down what she said word for word. That, you know, Freemasons built this country. They go against God. Freemasons go against God. This was never This was never a nation of Christians or something. She had to literally be carried out by three people, the stenographer in Congress. Okay,
yeah.
Because the truth has to come out, and this is what we're doing.
It does.
Before I go, I just want to say thank you to everybody, and thank you to you, because the premise of my show is to be a bridge between people that know so much, like you. And people that are just, you know, not green, but, you know, able to help people starting out like me. And, yes, we're learning every day. So thank you for being
there. That's right. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you very much for the call, Luca. I'm pretty green myself at this, but I'm trying to learn as much of the actual history as I can. And, yes, Courtney, would you like to respond?
Yeah,
there?
And I mean, here's the thing. We have to know. So what is their next plan? Okay. So we all know the food shortages. That's a definite. We know that they're trying to feed us literally people. Okay. The liquefied. You've seen what's going on in 10 different states now. Passed the laws that the liquefied, they can actually liquefy people and put them back into our crops. I mean, all of this stuff is very real, and we have to wake up to understanding we need to start creating our own food. We need to start creating a civilization outside of this Babylonian system, because I don't believe there's fixing it. It has to fall. And so we have to be ready to create our own system so we can barter and trade with each other. But there's not a time to be fearful. This is not a time to be fearful. God always wins. And we know that, and we, the church, has been told all along that there's this rapture and that we're not supposed to stand up and we're not supposed to do these things. But God gave us the authority. God gave us the authority to make the decisions and to do the things. We have our own free will. And if we learn the authority that we have the ability to stand on the heads of serpents, they can't do what they're doing. But we are allowing them to do it and saying, oh, well, this is the end times. No, it's not. It's the very beginning of the 1,000 years of abundance. But their plan for us is to wipe out all the weak and to only allow the strong to survive. And those strong become slaves to them. But they can't do it unless we allow it to happen. And that comes with spiritual warfare. That's not a fight. That's not a physical fight, killing people. That's exactly what they want us to do. This is fought in a spiritual realm, and it's a battle that we need to come together. We do it through waking up. We do it through praying up. We do it through rising up, and we do it through speaking up. And, you know, the intention is to disconnect everyone and to create a world of hate and disgust. And we're very close to being there. And this new world order has to usher in some massive attack. When you have Albert Pike said in 1871 that they were going to unleash the nihilists, and that those nihilists would be wiped they would not only wipe out the atheists and the Christians, they would all exterminate each other at the same time. And the true light of Lucifer would then be brought to the forefront, and people who were whose deistic spirits will from that moment be without compass or direction, anxious for an ideal, will then receive the true light of Lucifer. And so there's great deception in this moment in time, and we just have to be very aware of what's going on and how to stop it. And there's a really good book called The Black Awakening by Russ Dizdar, and he believed, he died last year, his wife died 2 weeks later, just miraculously, from COVID. And so they believed that there was 100 million people who were super soldiers. They had been created by the government / Freemasons / Illuminati, and that these super soldiers would one day turn on us. So it's very important for us to understand what their plan is, but then to know even more what our authority is so that we can stop it.
Yeah, Courtney, you know, too often when people say this is a spiritual battle, they imagine that it's just the forces outside of us that are fighting each other, demons and angels, but it's an R that's getting in your closet and just praying and trying to get in touch with that. But I would say that it's more than that. It's finding people of a like spirit who can band together and create the future. That's what it means when it's a spiritual battle. That's the way I see that. And please go ahead.
And the big thing is, and this is, I think I left off on this, Charles Finney said in 1868, he created the second Great Awakening in our country, where 90% of Freemasons publicly renounced what they were and the things that they had done. And so much so that they had to create Shriners 2 years later. And so Shriners, I will tell you, have to be Freemasons. They all worship Satan. They all are raping their children and every child who's connected to them. I'm telling you this right now firsthand. That's what's happening. And then the Shriners now have access to these hospitals with these children, and the parents sign off and say they're willing to let them do whatever they want to with their children. So you're signing a contract with a Luciferian, allowing them to have access to your children. So Charles Finney said specifically in his book called Freemasonry, and it says that if it doesn't matter whether Freemasons believe it or not or know it or not, they will bring in the birth of the Antichrist, because there have been oaths and vows that have been taken and secrecy that have been done that will force them upon the time that they get ready to do it, they will force them to do their part. They will play out their part in bringing up the birth of the Antichrist. And we should all know that Freemasons created vaccines. The smallpox vaccine was actually created. It never got rid of smallpox. It actually caused smallpox. But the smallpox vaccine was created by a grandmaster Freemason by the name of Dr. Edward Jenner. And you can find that information on freemasonrytoday.org, because they're very happy about it. So Luciferians are now creating our very vaccines, and we're injecting those into our children, which is allowing Satan to enter in, and we don't even know it. And I'll leave that with here. I have a 1934 medical dictionary, because you may say, well, how's Courtney getting all this information? I have bought 1,700 books since last July. Since my memory started coming back and I realized what my family was and what they did to me, and that they also sit on church pews every Sunday, and my grandfather, my great-grandfather, my great-grandfather, all 33-degree Masons, all worship Satan, give their entire bloodline over to Satan in a marriage ceremony, plus all their property, and all deacons of our church, and my grandfather, who was alive, raped me. So that's what's happening. They're right beside us. They look just very, very much like us. And so it's our time to wake up and realize that I'm not saying that we completely cut them off. I'm saying that we have to repent for what not only what we have done, but what our ancestors have done. And if we don't do that, then Satan still has legal ground access for us. And if we don't forgive what was done to us, Satan still has legal ground access to us. So he still has the ability to destroy our lives. He still has the ability to allow spirits to enter in because of generational iniquities, because of unforgiveness, and because of us being involved in the personal occult. So as a Freemason, if you're listening to this, one, we will forgive you for what you've done, and God will too. But you have to renounce, or you will play your part in the New World Order. You have to stop going to the lodge. You have to stop giving your money, and you have to renounce and bring and ask Jesus into your life. The second thing, or Yeshua, the second thing is that as survivors, people that have gone through the satanic ritual abuse, there is light at the end of the tunnel, and you can get free of that. And I have done that very thing. And life is so amazing when you start focusing on God and what he has in store for your life and what he wants for us, what he wants, our spiritual gifts that we get. See, what they do with these satanic rituals, it's not just to have sex with their children. It's literally to create a mind-controlled group of people, and the government knew that in 1947 that Freemasons were raping their children, and they knew that by the third generation of multi-generational incest that a child was completely susceptible to mind control. So they used Freemasons' families as experiments, and that's what we're seeing right now. So around 38 to 40 is when the memories start coming back and people start realizing and remembering what was done to them. So we have millions of those that it has been documented. They're called multiple personality disorder or dissociative disorder is the new term for it. And that's literally where you have been traumatized to a point where your body or your brain literally splits and creates fragmented parts of itself. And the government uses that to create sleepers who wake up and murder people at Uvalde that just happened recently, or they create people who are sex slaves. They create people who run information from one person to another, and literally that person has no clue what the other one's doing. It's almost creating a doppelganger that they can use to do anything that they want them to do, and that's been going on since 1947.
Let me ask you, are the Freemasons mentioned anywhere in the protocols? I can't remember. The protocols of the elders in Zion that you referenced earlier,
The protocols of the Learned Elders of Zion are actually the Committee of 300. So I'll give you the Pyramid of Power. And what it starts with the Pope and the Queen, okay? That was the top. Underneath that was the Crown Council of 13, which is 13 representatives of each of the bloodline families. Under that is the Committee of 300, which are the Learned Elders from the Protocols of Zion. It actually talks about the 300 in there. And then the next thing are all the secret societies, Knights of Pythus, the Skull and Bones. You've got the Knights Templar. You've got the Red Cross. All of those are all one and the same. They're all the same people. They just create all of these different secret societies, so they look totally different, so you don't realize how big they truly are. Under that are all of the corporations and the NGOs, which is what makes the money, what puts the money where it needs to go. So they're all a part of this whole, it's called a pyramid of power. And then at the last is us. We're considered decedent eaters.
Useless eaters, yes, I agree.
Yeah.
And thank you for going through that. Yeah. Let's see. We do have another caller. Do you want to go to the caller? It's John in Tennessee. Sure. John, can you hear us, sir?
I can hear you. Courtney, you are on the money, my friend. Russ Dizdar, Charles Finney, for those that have not read the book, The Character Claims and Practical Workings of Freemasonry, it's a must read. Courtney, I actually carried it into church and one of the Freemasons in the church, who happened to be the treasurer, I didn't know he was a Freemason. He said, oh, Freemasonry, I'm a Mason, 33rd degree. I said, okay. You know, I mean, they have no idea what they're involved in. It's an important book. And for those who don't know, Finney repudiated Freemasonry, and I agree with you 100%. We've got anyone that's a Freemason, we don't hate you. You need to repudiate it. You need to walk away. You need to stop giving your money. Don't go to the lodge. Don't go to the temple. You know, well, it's not a religion, yeah. John. Well, they go to a temple, and yeah. Mike clearly said that it was a religion, that Lucifer was God.
Yeah.
So anyway, Russ Dizdar, I've got the book, The Black Awakening. It's a pretty amazing book. I've had it for 15 years. I've actually given a couple of them away. Him and his wife, they died. Well, I guess you could still buy it from Shatter the Darkness or something like that, but I've got the book.
You cannot buy it anymore from anywhere.
Okay, well, he died of COVID, and interestingly enough, Rob Skiba died of COVID when he was coming out with his film series called Seed, and that's something that if people... Here's the gist of it, Courtney, and tell me if you agree or disagree. It is a Genesis 6 moment. It is the sons of God and the daughters of men intermingling, creating... Yes, they were physical giants, but they were the earth-born Nephilim. And we are, they have gotten so good at it that they're walking among us. They're running the world. And when you or I mention it, we're taking the Bible too literally. I mean, there's so much. I would love to communicate emails or whatever with you because you're on the money. I'd like to hear your response and go ahead.
Well, and I was sold into MK Ultra when I was 4 years old. So Project Monarch, that's why I'm so good at putting together information. And, I mean, obviously that was a skill that God gave me, but they are trying to counterfeit and use that skill for Satan. And so considered to be the chosen ones. But you're right on the Nephilim. They actually, the first project that was done in 1947 was done in a lab. They actually created what's called a chimera. And they took seven different eggs, put them in one petri dish, seven fertilized eggs, and they used Dr. Joseph Mengele, Adolf Hitler's blood. They used some of the 13 bloodline families and they actually put them in one petri dish. The strongest survived, and that's called Project Artichoke, and they would take that egg and put it into a Freemason family because they needed the satanic rituals to go along with it. And then that person was literally seven different people or seven souls trapped in one body.
Well, let me say this because I know we're drawing. I know we're drawing short on time. They know who they are. Make no mistake about it. Those of that bloodline, they know who they are. Unfortunately, Christians do not realize who you are. I would suggest people read Psalm 82. When God was standing in the congregation of the mighty, he said, "Have I not said ye are gods?" And it was a rebuke because those mighty that God was standing, those mighty that God was standing before did not realize who they were. They did not do what was supposed to be done. They were not judging evil. They were not, and it was a command. He said, "Have I not said that ye are gods?" Well, who is he talking to, people? Who is he talking to? If the church realized, and I'm not saying this boastfully, I'm saying this modestly and meekly, if you realize the power that you have when Christ makes you a new creature, old things pass away, behold, all things become new. Know ye not that you're a new creature? Well, if you're no longer a human, Satan's man, and you're a man, woman, or child of God, you're a son or daughter of God, what are you?
That's right.
What are you? Who are you? You're a small g, God, waiting to put on your immortal body. Your flesh is going to fall off, and you're going to be like him. Am I wrong?
That's true. That's very true. Yeah. I love it.
All right. Well,
we definitely got to connect.
Thank you both.
Thanks for the call.
Thank you
both. Looks like I blew through the we blew through the last break, Courtney. Let me give the last words here to you, that if you want to give out the your email or your information and stuff. And I hope that that project that you were working on when we met is just on the back burner and comes back, because you know, if we don't build an alternate system, we're going to be living in this one forever. It's just that, that they're not going to stop their plans. Yes.
That's true. Yes. Do you want me to give them my information, how to get a hold of me?
Sure. Whatever. Yeah. If you'd like to, that's up to you. Yes.
So probably the best way to get a hold of me is my email, Courtney, Courtney, at OTB, that's outside the box, OTB, tax.com. Obviously, you can reach me on, you know, Instagram, Facebook, whatever. I'm on TPN, True Patriot Network. But, yeah, Courtney Epps is my name. And then if you want access to the 90-page document that I've created, The Truth, literally the timeline, then just shoot me an email and I can share that with you until we get the book written.
Thank you. Yes, I'd like to read that too. We had a fascinating conversation yesterday, and it just, things, you know, if we don't band together, you know, we're lost. I mean, we have got to form networks of people who will go against this, because it's not going to stop. This plan, this guy that I was reading in, from Czechoslovakia, was saying they're going to take all your money you have in the bank, and you know, they want to replace it with a digital currency and this slave system. I mean, the plans are in plain sight, and yep. You know, small towns that stand up. I mean, it just that's one approach, but you know, we just have to all not fund them, just like you said, stop feeding them our money if we can. And you know, I wanted to ask you about this earlier too. I mean, they can just print more money. You know, it's just that they'll just keep coming on with that spigot. It's just like you can't make money and make sense, I heard someone say, and it does seem to make sense to me that you can't. You got to just do what's right, the next right thing. Take care of yourself and take care of your neighbors. And you know, we're in this thing all this constantly running on that little wheel to get those magic money shekels that we can't, you know, we don't pay attention to life anymore. And that's very, very scary time. Yeah. Do you have any future plans for the school at this point?
Hello, I'm Peter Serafine, and I'm the new host of National Intel Report on Thursdays here on Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm a gun-owning constitutionalist who believes that the only role of government is to protect my rights. I believe the First Amendment makes us free, and the Second Amendment keeps us free. If those ideas sound good to you, then join me in the National Intel Report, Thursdays at 6 p.m. Eastern Time, right here on Republic Broadcasting Network.
Hey, do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the ones in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, or fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you'll see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Check us out at SusannahSecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S, Secret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S, Secret.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.